The Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite memories of being a child is sitting on the porch with my dad and watching storms roll by. We love to watch the clouds grow gray and the wind pick up. I would whoop along with the thunder and lightning. Of course, at some point, I would get scared. Eventually, a loud enough crack of lightning would shake me out of my delight, and then it was time to retreat back into the safety of the house. These storm-watching times always started out with a lot of enthusiasm, but at some point, the rain would get too heavy and the wind too strong, and I would have to retreat indoors. I was always happy to have the safety of the house to run to. From behind a window, I could continue my storm watching. My wife is the complete opposite of me when it comes to storms. She has never liked them, and I think she never will. They make her very nervous and jumpy. I have learned over the years that it is best to find something to distract her with during a storm. We break out crossword puzzles and other brain-distracting activities. It works, and soon enough, the storm has passed and calm returns. Our dog seems oblivious to storms. He has the ability to sleep through anything if he wants. This is an ability I wish I had sometimes. Our children, well, they still look at everything with wonderment and amazement. Again, an ability I wish I still had. Storms come in many different shapes and sizes. They can be short bursts or long, hunkered-down events. They can be relatively calm, or they can be violent. Given their nature, it is easy for us to use storms as an analogy. When life's troubles begin to surround us, it can feel like we are being enveloped by a storm. Worries become rain. Concerns become wind. There are small, easily navigable storms, and there are large, life-changing events. Sometimes we can even feel like the storm may overtake us, that we are trapped on a little boat in the sea, that the wind is blowing us over, that the waves are crashing over the side. Sometimes these challenges are deeply personal events, the turmoil known to only one, little internal tempests raging away inside our minds, hearts, and souls. Sometimes these storms are shared by a community, their lives together being affected by the same troubles and worries and concerns. There is a storm raging in this country. It has taken on all too familiar form. The voices of racism, bigotry, and hate have grown louder. Just a little over 60 miles from here, we all witnessed that storm turn into acts of violence and terrorism. Many injured and one left dead in the wake of that storm. There are two ways we can respond to the storm. One, we can give in to despair. We can give in to the belief that we are powerless to change our situation, that to get out of this trouble would take walking on water, and we all know that is impossible. Or we can respond with faith in God. We can respond with faith in Jesus Christ. We can do as Paul writes in his letter to the Romans. If we confess him on our lips and believe him in our hearts, then we will know his salvation. By proclaiming Jesus' name, we make a statement to the world. We proclaim that we believe in righteousness over evil, that we believe in mercy over sin, that we believe in light over darkness, and that we believe in life over death. By holding Jesus in our hearts, we grow ever closer to God. We create a space for him to work in us, a space where we come to know personally his transformative power, to know his divine peace, grace, and love. These two things combined, and we come to learn that by and through God, nothing is impossible. we come to know that by and through God, even the strongest of storms can be navigated and survived. We come to know that walking on water is not impossible, for nothing is impossible with God. We have all faced a powerful storm over the course of this year. There have been strong winds, torrential downpours, crashing waves. It would be easy to say this storm is too powerful. It would be easy to say that there is no way to fight this storm, no way to survive it. We could scuttle the ship and swim the shore. We could let the storm have its way over this country of ours. But I do not believe that is what we will let happen. We will not shrink in the face of this storm. We will not hide our faces from the wind. We will not cover our heads from the rain. We will not run away from the waves. Boldly and with courage, I believe we can stand up to this storm of racial hate. Boldly and with courage, we can decide that we will not let the bigots and the fear-mongers decide the fate of this nation, of our communities, of our homes. I know at times that it feels impossible to overcome this evil that is in the world, that it would be easier to walk on water than to face down this despicable evil that is growing all around us. But with faith in Jesus Christ, with faith in God, with faith in the humanity of our fellow citizens, we can name the evil that exists and stand up to it with our faith. What we do today, baptizing Little Price, is an active step against the evil in our world. We will make a new member of the church, a new member of the living body of Christ, adding to this community, a community that all are called to, a home where all are called to live in peace and safety. In a few moments, we will be called upon to affirm our own baptismal vows, to proclaim our belief in God, to declare our belief in salvation from human sin, to state clearly and without confusion that evil has no place in a heart that is turned towards Jesus Christ. Jesus continues to call us onward. Jesus continues to call us to stand up in the middle of a raging storm and walk to him over water. We are called to be his living body in the world, to bring back the lost to the flock, to bring healing to the wounded, to proclaim and celebrate the salvation he brings for us all. We are called to go out into our communities in his name, to do his work, to build his kingdom, to face down storms together with Jesus' name on our lips and in our hearts. It's been a long time since I sat on a porch and watched a storm roll by. But I believe, because of my faith in God and my faith in communities like ours, this living body, that no matter how dark the skies get, I have nothing to fear. I know that through faith in Jesus, the impossible is made possible. I know that this evil, this hatred, will not only be named, not only confronted, but will be defeated. Do not be afraid. We have each other and we have Jesus Christ, and he will see us through this storm. Amen.